What is up, guys? Welcome to episode 16 of the Sneakers, Sports, and Songs podcast. I'm your host, Matthew Spellman, and I got a great episode for you guys today. But before we get into that, I got to make sure to tell you to follow all my socials down below. We got the TikTok, Twitter, reselling Instagram, and podcast Instagram. Along with that, this podcast will be available on major platforms like Apple and Spotify. However, it will not be available on YouTube because I am having issues with my camera right now, so I'm doing an audio-only episode, just so you guys know. So if you're typically a YouTube listener, make sure to check it out on other podcast platforms. But yeah, without further ado, let's get right into it. So the other day, I was thinking about it, and I realized we're 15 episodes into this, or we're on the 16th now, I guess, and I realized I've not really given my story and talked about who I am and what I'm about and stuff, and really like giving you guys a chance to get to know me as the host of this podcast. And I just really want to do that in this episode. That way you guys know who you're listening to and we can connect more personally, I guess. So yeah, let's get right into it. So to start it off, I'm Matthew Spellman, as you've probably figured out. I'm 18 years old, and I just graduated high school at the beginning of this month. Could be last month by the time you're hearing this. But anyway, yeah. So I just graduated. I'm 18, and I love sports. I love music. Basketball is my favorite sport. I've played basketball all my life and watched basketball all the time. I'm a diehard Warriors fan. No hate coming from that. I have not been a bandwagon fan. I've been a fan of them before they were good and through the two bad years they had. But they're just coming off their fourth championship, so that's pretty sweet. Yeah, like I said, love basketball, and I also resell sneakers. That's kind of the whole idea, like the whole start of this podcast, and then I integrated the sports and the music aspects of it into the podcast. So yeah, I resell sneakers. I'm just trying to go down the list of things of who I am and what I do. I love hanging out with my family and my friends, and I play a lot of 2K. So if you guys ever want to play 2K and on PlayStation, hit me up and I'm sure I can play with you guys. So I love video games, and that's just basically what I am, just hanging out, working, just doing my thing. I really love music and concerts and stuff like that. That's just really what I like to do on my spare time, and those are my hobbies. So one thing I do want to mention is that I have cerebral palsy. It doesn't, like, if you guys know what cerebral palsy is, which I'm sure a lot of you do, some people it affects. Oh, sorry about that noise. A loud vehicle just went by. If it picked it up, sorry about that. But anyway, some people it affects physically and mentally. And it can be really bad and like really hold you back, depending on how bad it affects you. But for me, it just affects me partly physically. So for me, it just affects the entire left side of my body. And there's no mental effect, like with my brain and like cognitive function and stuff. That's what I mean when I say mental. For me, there's none of that. Just physically on the left side of my body, the muscles are not as developed as they should be. Like a person without cerebral palsy would be developing muscle at my age. So that's really how it affects me. And it makes my left side weaker, my hand weaker and stuff. And I don't have the muscle to, or the ability to like turn my hand all the way over with my left hand. I can do it with my right, just like anybody else can, but my left, I can't. So that's part of the way I'm affected, and definitely makes me kind of walk with a little bit of a limp. And it just, I don't really let it hold me back, and I'll get into that more when I tell you guys more of the story of how my life's been and stuff, but that's just basically what it is and how it affects me. So I can still do everything, like when it comes to walking on my own and running and everything, and I'm cognitive and hang out with my friends and like all that stuff. I can do just like any other person that doesn't have cerebral palsy would. It just is some physical things, and balance is what's mainly the issues for me. So that's just really how it affects me overall. But now let's kind of get into my life and like how I got here, I guess you could say, and kind of what's been my story. So I was born with cerebral palsy, right? And they didn't figure it out till I was like, a few years old, like 2 or 3. And they finally figured it out. And they didn't think that I'd ever really be able to play sports or do anything like that. But I obviously have defied those odds. They didn't think that I'd really be able to walk on my own. I'd probably have to use a walker. But I do not use a walker now. I did used to have to wear braces on my legs to kind of keep my legs straight and stretching out. That way I could not let my muscles tighten up, because that's what happens. Your muscles get tight if you don't stretch them out enough when you have, well, that happens to anybody, but like they get really tight, like bad. And it's not good. You can't then, like if you have cerebral palsy, you can't really move or anything if that happens, and you're in constant pain. So I had to wear braces on my legs every day to stop that from happening. And I really did not like those braces. They were so uncomfortable. And I remember not wanting to wear them, but my parents, like, well, the doctors were the one that said I had to, but my parents were very disciplined when it came to making me do it every day. And I really did not like them. But I had to wear those for quite a few years, from about the time I was 3 to about maybe 8. And then I went to the doctor, like my usual doctor that I would go to kind of have a checkup on my legs and stuff. And they said that I was an active enough kid with cerebral palsy that I did not have to wear those braces. Like I did enough running around and playing basketball and stuff to where I didn't have to wear those braces because my legs were getting enough work. Which for some kids with cerebral palsy is not the case, just due to the fact that they just can't do it. But anyway, yeah, so that was kind of the first stage of my life. I was still a lot slower than other kids, and I never could really understand why. But I mean, I found my way around it and figured out how to adapt. I did not have enough balance to go down the stairs using one hand on the railing. So I used to have to use both hands to go down the stairs. And, it was really bad when I was younger, when it came to balance and stuff, but I've kind of figured it out as I've gotten older and learned to live with it more. So that's been a good thing. But finally I got those braces off and continued to play basketball, not competitively, like on an organized team, because I just wasn't there yet with the skill level. It just wasn't happening for me due to my muscle development being slower and different than other people. Sorry, I keep saying I'm just trying to like tell the whole story and make sure I get all the parts. But yeah, so the muscle development wasn't the same as other people, so I didn't really play competitive basketball. I just kind of played on my own in the backyard and at school at lunchtime and stuff. But I remember being in first grade, and I didn't even have enough muscle to hit the rim on a regular hoop. And I didn't make my first basket on a 10-foot hoop until third grade. Once I got that, then I was off to the races. And it was just up from there for me. I continued to play. And when Steph Curry came into the league, I became a huge fan of him. And that was really my inspiration to continue playing. And I eventually got enough muscle to start actually shooting jump shots, like 3-pointers, and I developed quite a good 3-point shot, because I had to figure out ways to, if I ever wanted to play competitively, I was never fast enough, or I have never been fast enough to beat somebody to the rim or like jump up and make a super athletic finish, you know. So I had to figure out another way I could be helpful to a team, and that was by shooting threes. So I really worked on that 3-point shot and got it down to a pretty good shot for me, and super consistent. And that was really what allowed me to be able to start playing competitive basketball in seventh grade. I didn't start playing competitive basketball till seventh grade, and it was definitely a reality check for me, because I felt like I got pretty good in all that practice of shooting and stuff. But once you get in a game, it's completely different. So, and I go to a very small school, so there's not a lot of opportunity. Or I did go to a very small school, so there's not like, it's not like they're super good coaches. It's a public school, and I'm no slander on the coaches or anything. I'm just saying it's not like a big city school where athletics is the focus. Anyway, so my whole seventh grade season, I struggled. I didn't score at all, but I never could get any opportunities. It was definitely a reality check for me, and it was a struggle. And I thought about giving up because I just didn't have it. I could shoot and stuff, I just wasn't quick enough. So I worked on it in the summer, and I thought I got a lot better. I knew I had gotten a lot better, and I had shown improvements even coming into the eighth grade basketball season. And I felt like I had it that year, but even with the improvements I did make, everybody else still made improvements. I didn't get even an opportunity to score in my eighth grade year. So I had two scoreless seasons, which I was embarrassed then. I'm not embarrassed to say now, because I've progressed so much and became an okay basketball player for having cerebral palsy, I would say. Anyway, so I'm not even embarrassed to say that I didn't score for those 2 years anymore. It definitely sucked then. I will not lie about that. So then I get to high school, and it's a whole different game. Everybody's faster. The speed of the game is way different. And I was pretty shook by it when I saw it happening. But I got on to the JV team freshman year, and I worked so super hard in practice and off the court, and finally I got my opportunity, and I knocked down my first basket, corner three, in the left corner, and I remember it like it was yesterday, and I felt so good about myself that I'd finally gotten it. Anyway, this, I'm not trying to keep like make this story about just that, but anyway. So that happened, and I kept getting better and growing, and sophomore year had a few more baskets and played pretty well, and then COVID hit, so had a year off of school. Well, then I decided to start doing TikTok because it was getting big then, and I posted a TikTok about having cerebral palsy and playing basketball and wanting to make varsity and all this stuff. Somebody submitted it to House of Highlights, and one random morning in like early July, so like it would have been 3 years ago now, I think, maybe two. Was it 2 years? Yeah, 2 years ago. 2 years ago. Sorry. I get a random DM from House of Highlights, and they ask me, "Is this your video, or is this your TikTok that you made? And if it is, do you mind if we post it on our page?" And it was that video that I posted on TikTok, and I was like, instantly, yes, like, go ahead and post it. I have no problem. They tagged me in it, and they posted the video on their House Highlights. It had, I think it was 200, so, I can't remember now. It was a big note, some 200,000, I want to say 200,000. I might be wrong, could be completely wrong, but that's a ballpark number, 200,000 views. And I mean, there were some negative comments, but tons of positive comments. I couldn't even tell you. I got so many DMs from people that day telling me their stories and talking about their kids that have cerebral palsy. And that was just so cool to me to be able to feel like I'm like inspiring people now. So that was really awesome. It helped me. I had like maybe, I don't know, 300 followers on TikTok then. And it got me all the way to like 6,000. So I had 6,000 followers on TikTok, and then it kind of slowed down. But Anyway, that's besides the point. So I got that House of Highlights thing, and then a reporter from Michigan, their local news there, Fox News Michigan, he DM'd me on Instagram, and he wanted to do an interview, news story with me, and via Zoom, because it was like in the heat of COVID summer that year, 2020. So we did a interview via Zoom, and he kind of asked me about my journey, kind of like I'm just telling you guys right now. And it was on Fox News Michigan, and that got me a few more people that were messaging me saying how inspiring I was to them or their kids, any of that stuff. And that was so awesome to me. So I just kind of kept going with that TikTok thing and making the TikToks. And it's been a really fun experience doing that whole thing. It's kind of stopped now that I've graduated, because I don't have organized competitive basketball right now. So that's kind of stopped. But anyway, that was just a crazy time in my life. I feel like that time really shaped me into how I was going to be as a person, and what my goals in life were, or are, not were. And it was just an awesome experience. So have my junior, fast forward like a whole year, because we had the whole COVID year off, which was my junior season. We got basketball season in the summer because COVID was starting to calm down. But we only got like a few, like eight games, I want to say. And it was an okay season. It was weird because it was like eight games. They didn't really count for anything. We were just playing to play. So it was fun because it was basketball, but it was just different. So I had an okay season, shot pretty well. Yeah, I shot pretty well. And it was a short, quick season, but it was fun. And then fast forward into my senior year, we went back to school. COVID's still going on, though. We're all masked up and still distancing and all that stuff. But we had an actual basketball season. And it started off pretty well. And then 2 weeks in, COVID shut the whole thing down for a month. And that really sucked, because we missed a lot of games. And we were only able to make up some of them. And I had an okay season, not my best. I shot okay, and then there were certain games where I just shot terrible. And it was still fun, though, because I just loved the team part of it. So that's kind of how it went for the whole year. And we missed the playoffs by like two games, I believe. And that kind of sucked, because we had our hopes high, and it just didn't work out. So that part was definitely kind of sucked. And then now, well, that was in November, December, January, February. So that time period of late last year and early this year. So that finished up. I finished school, and now I'm here doing this podcast with you guys. And well, not with you guys, for you guys. And I got here because I started reselling in August of last year, and I just really, really loved it. I made some bad moves in the beginning with losing money and stuff, but now I'm back to it, and I figured it out. And I really just wanted to start this podcast to talk about it and get my thoughts out there. And I love listening to podcasts, so I just kind of wanted to make my own, and that's kind of how I got here with this whole idea. And I just remembered I left out a crucial part of the story. So my senior year basketball, I knew I was forgetting something when I was talking about it just a second ago, but let's go back to it. Senior year basketball, it's like the second game of the year, and there's this reporter at one of our games. He's an older guy, and he's got a big, huge camera, and you can tell he loves basketball, but he's kind of reporting on the game. And I meet him, and he's a super nice man. And he sees me playing and sees that I have cerebral palsy, and he gets in contact with another reporter for the state paper of the state that I live in. And, he tells him, you have to do a story on this kid, and if you don't, then then I will. I'll come out of retirement and do it, because I guess this guy had already retired. And he tells the guy, okay, you got to do this story, and if you don't, then I will. That's what I just said. I don't know why I repeated myself. But anyway, so the guy agrees to come out and do the story, and he comes to one of my games with like a professional cameraman and interviews me and asks me questions and takes pictures and gets all these in-game photos of me, which turned out to be really great photos. And anyway, he puts the article in the paper, I think 2 weeks after that, maybe on the front page of the state paper, on the Sunday paper, so like the paper that everyone gets. And it blows up. It gets thousands and thousands and thousands of shares. I have a guy from Portland reach out to me and say, I have season tickets to the Blazers, and they're playing the Warriors this Thursday. Do you want my tickets? Because it mentioned how I'm a Warriors fan in the article. And the guy gave me my tickets. I was like, of course, like, thank you so much. And they were really good tickets. Well, then on top of that, if anybody that's listening doesn't believe this, like, because I don't know. I'm just saying, if you think that I'm like making it up or something, you can look it up, definitely. And you'll see the article, you'll see everything about it. Anyway, so on top of that, the Warriors PR guy, like for the actual organization, reads the article and reaches out to me. I have his phone number. He reaches out to me, and he says that he wants to set up a meet and greet with me and Steph. And I was freaking out. I was so excited. Like, it's been my favorite player forever, and I've always wanted to meet him. And he sets it up for the game. I go down pregame, get to watch from the sideline and be on the floor. I don't get to meet him there, but I do get to watch him warm up, which was super awesome. And then after the game, go back in the tunnel. I'm waiting for him for like 45 minutes, but as I'm waiting, all the other players of the Warriors are walking by. So I get signatures from them on a Warriors hat that I had, which was super cool. I have every signature on the hat except for Draymond, because he was hurt and he didn't travel with them to that game. So that kind of sucked, but I'd got every other single signature, which was super dope. Anyway, so I'm waiting, and I have a pair of Steph's shoes there that the guy that gave me the tickets, he had a Connect Under Armour, and he got me a pair of the Sesame Street Steph's, the Cookie Monster one, and I have them there. They're brand new in the box, and I wanted to get those signed by him. That's what I wanted. I could add my jersey signed or the hat signed, but I wanted the shoes. So he finally gets done with all his post game stuff and comes out there, and we're hanging out and talking for a minute. He meets my parents and signs my shoes for me, signs the box, and we take pictures together. And it was just such a crazy experience. I couldn't believe that it was happening. It was so surreal. It was super awesome. And I'm super thankful for everybody that was able to make that happen for me. And like I said, if you don't believe that that's a true thing, you can look it up. But anyway, I'm just super thankful for all that's happened to me. And that's really all I wanted to talk about on this pod. I just wanted you guys to kind of get to know me. Now I'm reselling and establishing myself in that community and hoping to grow this podcast and have that be my next avenue. So it's been a journey so far, but it's going well. And so now you guys know who I am, Matthew Spellman, and hopefully that'll help you guys connect with me a little more. And just I hope you guys enjoy the podcast more now that you have a little background on who the host is and who's giving you your information. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Thanks for listening to my story, and hope you guys enjoy your day. I will talk to you guys on the next one. Have a good one.